we're still coming from Genesis 1. All right, I'm going to start reading verse 27. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all everything, every living thing that moves on the earth. So the scripture says, and God blessed them. We're talking about our message is, this is the still talking about faithful stewardship, divine partnership. That is very important to us, because it's going to lead us into what we, what the Lord has it's to show us how we are to live, what we ought to expect, and what is expected of us. One of the things that we talked about, we said faithful, being faithful is having a showing or true and constant support or loyalty. We said that it is deserving trust, faithful. When one is faithful, they deserve trust, keeping your promises and doing what you say you will do. That's faithful. Amen. Faithful is steadfast in affection or allegiance, loyal, firm in appearance to promises. You know, people say things and don't really mean it. They say things out of full. They call it convenience. I don't know what they call it, because, you know, but they say that for convenience. Faithful. A faithful man, the Bible said, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Shall abound in blessing. That means have plenty of. Amen. But you got to be faithful. We talked about this faithful stewardship, meaning stewards is one who is entrusted to of the assets of another. And basically, they entrusted because they feel that those persons whom they trusted will treat those assets as if they are his or her own. Amen. And so steward, that means you are entrusted with something. And God has entrusted us. We're going to talk about our stewardship. Stewardship is the managing of the assets, and partnership where other partners share in the ownership and general partner manages the assets. We talked about this in turn. That's why we came up with divine partnership, saying that there is a partnership that has always existed between man and God. Divine. There's a partnership. And people oftentimes say, think they are out here on their own, but you have a right. Now, every partner in a partnership has what we call a responsibility. Amen. Everybody in this body has a what? Responsibility. Everyone has a responsibility, a specific responsibility, a specific purpose. We talked about, and so you have to be a faithful steward over what assets have been given to you. In our scripture, Adam has been given or was given the entire earth. Mankind was given everything that God had created. He created the heavens and the earth and everything. And then after he did everything that he created, then he made man in his likeness and image, and he put him in a garden that he planted. He fixed the garden, took him out, put him what? In it. And then he told him, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Now, here, we talked about this before. Now, think about this for a moment. If he put him in the garden, told him to multiply, replenish the earth. He didn't say replenish the garden. He said what? Replenish the earth. So, obviously, if he tell you be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, that means you got to go beyond where? The garden. You can't stay in the garden. Everybody can't live here. You know how you, everybody can't stay here. Somebody got to go. So we had a, they got to multiply. This thing multiply. You got to expand your borders. All right, so we know from our past that this man, Adam, should have, his responsibility was to be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, take dominion over it. And he blessed him. So God will never give you a responsibility without giving you the power to carry it out. That is very important. Sometimes we say, God told me this. If God told you something to do, God, say God. My Heavenly Father is required to give me what I need to do the job. That's just like you going to work every day. You go to an employer, and if you got to take your own pen, paper, I mean, come on, wait a minute, hold on. You got the desk, sir. I got to take my own chairs, my desk, and my own. It's not, there's something wrong with that picture. God will always provide you the provisions to carry out. The blessing is the anointing that's on the life of Adam, that was on the life of Adam to carry out the blessing. So we talked about that. We talked about this partnership is divine because it's between you or between us and God. God makes it divine. All right, now, let's talk today about faithful steward walks in the fullness of the blessing. Now, we have to learn how to see ourselves as God sees us. One of the dilemmas that I find out, I'm beginning to find out, is that people mistake a blessing they mistake the results of the blessing as the blessing because they don't understand what is the blessing. For example, if you we said it all the time, be blessed. What are we telling somebody? Be blessed. You follow me? We use it very loosely. Bless you, bless you. Be blessed, be blessed. What are we talking about? See. So somebody get some money, and they say, "Well, I'm blessed. I'm blessed." Well, you are blessed, but the money is not the blessing. The money is the result of the blessing. It was caused by the blessing. So people misunderstand. For example, that's why people say, just be blessed. I got this. Bless this. Bless that. Well, listen, those we need to understand what is the best, the fullness of the blessing. Let me show you something here. We talked about this briefly. Then I want to share this with you. One of the things you have to understand is this. Let's go to Mark 5. I'm going to give you a little. So when God gives you a responsibility, he told Adam, God blessed them and said, "He be what? Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth." I submit to you the fruit is the what? It's the result of the blessing. All right. Look at this. So faithful steward walks in the fullness of the blessing. Let me give you show you how the blessing works here. The fullness of the blessing. Ready, Mark? Go to Mark 5. Okay, Mark 5. Mark 5. For example, you say, I see the wind blowing. Trees moving. I see the wind is blowing today. You don't see the wind. You see the results of the wind. The trees are what? Trees are moving. But do you see it? But you know what? I see the wind is very high today. No, you don't. You don't see the wind. You see the results of it. All right, let's talk about this for a moment. Amen? Let me show you something here. This is very important that you understand the blessing that's on your life, the fullness of the blessing, and that we are faithful stewards. You walk in the blessing. God will give you something to do, but he will give you the provisions to do it. What did I tell you? Mark 5. Okay, let's look at, I'm going to show you something here for a moment, how we look at this differently. Mark 5, and I'm going to read verse 25. All right? A certain woman, verse 25, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better and was nothing better. She was not better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes. Oh, I like that. See that? I shall be what? Whole. If I can just touch his clothes, I will be whole. Let me submit to you one thing. She said, if I can touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. Right? Now, if she made whole, let's read this right. Look at this part, right? And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You see that? Because she said, if I can touch, let's follow what Jesus said. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that the virtue, and underline virtue, put in virtue power, had gone out of him, turn him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? All right. Then, of course, the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thrown in thee and saying thou, who touched me? And he looked around about and see her that had done this thing. But the woman fearing and trembling, knowing that was done in her, what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Y'all see that? Watch this now. She said, if I could do what? Touch the hem. And just touch his garment, I'll be made what? Whole. She did. And the Bible say virtue went out of him. It said the power went out of him. What he doing? What he doing? He walking around with what? With power. See, we got to see ourselves. You say, well, okay. See, we see ourselves. You heard me say this the other night. Right. We see ourselves more so as the one who what? Pressing through, trying to touch the garment. But if you were in the fullness of the blessing, you are a wearer of the garment.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Now y'all want? Ooh, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor. But that's Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Jesus is what? He's man and he's what?
Divine.
He's divine. He's human and divine. When he walked on water, what was that? Divine. Now watch this. See, we see ourselves, because we've been taught I am only human. See, that's, but now, we may laugh, but that's wrong. You're not only human. You are human and what? Divine. So now, you say, well, but that's Jesus. Yes, that's Jesus. We don't have a problem looking at Jesus' divinity, but we have a problem in looking at Jesus' humanity. We got a problem. Here's where the problem is. Are y'all with me? Here's the problem. See, you don't have a problem looking at Jesus' divinity, because that's the reason why you figure virtue what? Went out of him. You don't have a problem with looking at his divinity. You have a problem looking at his humanity. And you got a problem in looking at your divinity, but you look at your humanity. You don't have a problem looking at your humanity, but you have a problem looking at your divinity. You need to say amen. Now watch this. Show you something. Are y'all ready? Watch this now. No. So she said, if I can touch, the power will go out of him. Talking about faithful steward walks in the fullness of the blessing. What is the blessing? Let's go to Philippians. Keep that thought now. Power went out of him. Philippians. Let's go to Philippians 2. Amen. All right. Now I'll submit to you. You're there. Look at the Philippians 2. Look at verse 5. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in whom? Christ Jesus. What mind? Mind of Christ. What? How did Christ? Well, here it is. Who, being in the what? Form of God, thought it not what? Robbery to be equal with. I submit to you, when God said, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. What do you think he was just talking about? Your two legs and two hands? Because no one has ever seen God. So what was his likeness and his image? That was his what? That was his divinity, his what? Power, the blessing that what? He possesses. Let this mind be in you. I'm going to tell you what mind you need to have. Have the mind of the garment on.
That's right.
And not trying to press through
right.
all the time.
That's right.
Then you'll see yourself in the fullness of the blessing.
Hallelujah.
But long as you're trying to press through, you're trying to touch something you should, what? You should have on. Oh. You should be wearing it. You should be wearing the garment. You don't have to, what? Press through to touch somebody's garment, because you should be in the what? Fullness of the blessing. I believe I got that one. let me show you now. Let me show you. Are y'all see it? Let this mind be in who? In you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who was what? Here it is. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. Okay. Oh, Pastor, That's blasphemy. I didn't write it. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Watch this. Since they said that, go to John. John. You need to have your mind changed.
That's right.
Been thinking, I'm pressing on. God, let me tell y'all something. God is not impressed with your pressing. I had to come from the Lord because I didn't think of that one. I didn't think of that one, right? God is not impressed with your pressing. I mean, really, we think we're impressing God with our pressing. Okay, hold on. I'm going to show you. I told you, look at this. John, let's go to 17. John 17. Jesus prayed this prayer. I told you, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Let's go down. He prayed for his disciples. All right? All right, let's look at verse 16. I'll read verse 16. He says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have, talking about his disciples now, I also sent them into the world. You see that?
Yes.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be what? Sanctified from the truth. Through the truth, right? Through the truth. Look at verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone. All right? You see verse 20? Now I put my name here. But for Preston also, which shall believe on me through their words. That Preston, I put my name there, that may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast what? Sent me. He said what? One. If you're one, you can't be two. And if you're one, you can't be three. So he's saying, he praying, this is Jesus. How many of y'all believe Jesus' prayer get answered?
I know his prayer.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he just prayed this for the church.
Yeah. Prayed it for me.
We are one.
Amen.
Look at verse 23. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast what? Sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. I submit to you, God loves you like he loved the Son. He loves you. Okay? Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. That they may be what? Behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them my name. And will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be what? In them and what? And I in them. I submit to you, if you in him and he in them and they and that, we are what? Just one wrapped up, tied up in Jesus. So you shouldn't have a problem with your what? Understanding your divinity. So you should be walking in the fullness of the blessing. Get up off your knees and stop crawling around trying to touch a garment. I can see when God was talking to Job. Get up, gird yourself up like a man. Y'all know how. Dry it up. You know how your mama used to talk to you when you be crying. As she hit you and telling you to stop. I will if you stop hitting me. Got that switch just, boy, wasn't they good with the switch? They can whip that thing. They can make it whip, get it? And then they tell you what? Dry it up. Mom, I'm going to dry it up as soon as you stop. Okay, all right, praise God. But y'all, you see what I'm saying here, right? You understand this, so we have to think. Let me show you again the fullness of the blessing. It's spiritual. Let's go this way. Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 1. I see I'm going somewhere else with this here, but anyway, I had to go where. Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about the fullness, and the faithful stewards walks in the fullness of the blessing. Look at Ephesians 1. Are you there?
Yeah.
Let me show you something. Keep this in conjunction now. I want you to keep this in conjunction. You know the prayer that Jesus prayed? He said, where I am, they may what? Be also. Where I am, they may be also. He wasn't talking about when you die.
No, that's right.
Where I am, they may be also. I'm going to just jump to this. Where's your head?
On my body.
Where are your feet? At the bottom, right? Amen? Where your feet go? Okay, the head go. Where your head goes? Your feet go. You cut your head off, you ain't going nowhere. That's it, right? Now, you might be able to cut a leg off and still move. Am I right? But you can't cut the head off and do nothing. It's done deal. That's what I say, right? So here's the thing. Since Jesus, I'm jumping a little bit here, but since Jesus is the head of the church, and you are a part of the body, all right? So where the head is, they're where the what? The body is. I submit to you, Jesus is what? At the right hand of God, the Father Almighty.
Yes, hallelujah.
And here is this. And the Bible says, and he put all things under his feet. So if they're under his feet, they're under my feet.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I had to go there. I just had to go there. Anyway, let me go back now. Because I think we have to look at ourselves differently. Let's go to this. Let's go to Ephesians now. One. Let me show you this here. Are you there? I'm going to read now. I'm going to read 3 first. All right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there? Who had blessed us. It's underlined, blessed us. Us. See that? Blessed us. All right, are you there? With all spiritual blessings. Are y'all there? In heavenly places in Christ. You see that? He had what? Is he going to bless you? He's already what? Bless you. See, you already should have the garment on. Because you walk in the blessing. He has, right here he said, he has blessed us. With what? All, sp- spiritual. So if he's blessed us with all spiritual blessing, there is no spiritual blessing that what? That is left out. He has blessed us. Now, the thing is, blessed who? Us. Past tense. Right? It's done. If he blessed us, it's what? It's already happened. Let's see who us is this. Woo! I know that's some bad language. But here's the thing. No, wait a minute. You said that may not be correct according to the English language, but let me ask you a question. Did you understand it?
Yes.
There you go. So if you understand it, then it's not that bad. Because communication means you got somebody hearing and somebody sending. And if you got somebody hearing what I'm sending, then that's number one. Good communication. I don't know what y'all talking about. Might not be correct English, but what? Good communication.
You're right.
All right. As long as you understand me, that makes the communication what? Good. I corrected that up there. Right. Okay, now watch this now. Notice what I said. So you got to understand, he has blessed us. So the thing that you need to know now, since he has already what? Blessed us, and I'm going to say anointed us in our power, and I'll talk about that. He has blessed us. I need to know who we talking about. Am I part of who are the us? We are the us. Let's show you. Go up to one. Paul. Now go up to verse 1, Ephesians 1:1. And Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, who is he writing this to? To the saints. Now he said, which are at Ephesus, and to whom?
The faithful in Christ.
To whom? The faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm not at Ephesus. But I am what? I am a saint.
That's right.
Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I don't need nobody to confer sainthood on me. Because I am a saint by my believing. He said, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the full faithful in Christ Jesus. And even if they don't want to declare saint, I'm a faithful in Christ Jesus. So, the us have already been what? Blessed with all what? Spiritual blessing. And since you have identified you are part of the us, then you have been what? Blessed with all spiritual blessing. And if you're blessed with all spiritual blessing, then there are no spiritual blessing that are what? Left out.
There are none.
You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Let me tell you something. And we have said this and we'll move on. See, every time when you say you are blessed with all spiritual blessings, everything that you see manifested in the spirit first. You had to get it in this what? In the spirit. No chairs dropped down from heaven. Lights didn't just drop down. Only light coming from heaven was the what? The sunlight. No, don't. God ain't drop no electric bulbs down here. Y'all read that, right? So it had to what? It had to be downloaded in the spirit into the mind of man. And I'm not getting into that. Anyway, are y'all all right?
Yeah.
So now, I only got this. Well, Lord, have mercy. Okay, I got some. So here it is. So you see yourself, you are a faithful steward because I'm faithful in Christ Jesus. All right? And the faithful walks into what? Fullness of the blessing. Are y'all all right with that? All right. The earth was and is to be as heaven. Replicate the Garden of Eden. Okay? Because in Matthew 6, 9, you know, when he said, when Jesus, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, I be that name, thy kingdom come. But thy will be done. Where? On earth, and what is your, oh Jesus, that's so good. Let your will be done where? And what is your pattern? What you gonna pattern it after? What's in heaven? Amen. Y'all, just as it is. You got the blueprint. See, that's why God had that download to Adam. Boom! He had everything he needed to just go what? All he had to do was walk out of the garden. I believe now. If he just had stepped out of the Garden of Eden, I believe it would have, but because the blessing was on him, it would have started changing. The monk, oh boy, he would have said, whoa, look at this.
I know.
God, get up in the morning and say, baby, did you? Look at him. Ooh, look how big the garden is. Every time he stepped out, the garden is supposed to have been what? Expanding. Because he had the what? Blessing. Look at what the Lord told him to do. What did he tell him to do? Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue the earth. Have dominion over the earth. He didn't say plant nothing. Now y'all don't hear it. He just told him what to do. Get up and get out of here. You are walking in the fullness of the blessing. If he had just stepped out, I believe now. If he had stepped out, he'd wake up the next morning, but he would have saw, look at this thing here, man. Oh, he'd been talking. See, they would have been too busy. Yeah, he and Eve would have been too busy looking. Baby, did you see? Oh, look at that. You can picture them because they're just walking. Look at that. Look at this change here. Look. But when you're sitting down, and you got the, you're not doing what God had told you to do, then you allow the devil to come in and he gives you what? Another plan. Because they would have been too busy talking about, oh, look at this expansion going on here. They would have been too busy talking about the expansion. Do you see what's going on? And if you say, my ladder is greater than my former. And they wouldn't have had time. All right, anyway, all right, praise God. Are y'all with me? So the earth was and is as heaven replicate the Garden of Eden, as in Matthew 6:9, when he said, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Just as we are to be children of God and take control of the earth. Let's go to Romans 8. Oh, this is, I thought I was going to get further this today. Romans 8. Amen. Amen. Romans 8. Okay. Yeah. Romans 8. Let's look at. Okay. I'm start at 14. All right. Remember, he's blessed us with all what? Look at this. So remember now, I told you when When Jesus was walking, the lady said, if I can just what? Touch the hem of his garment. That's because he has this what? He had the anointing. Now remember when Jesus was baptized, right? He first came up to John and he baptized him. And then they said, remember now, remember when he came out of the water, he said, the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him as a dove. Now my thing is, the reason why I interpret that when the Lord said as a dove, because a dove lands in a specific spot. It's different. It's the same anointing, same power, same spiritual Holy Spirit that came at the day of Pentecost. But it came in a different form. As a what? Rushing. It filled the whole. Anything in his way gonna what? Get touched. Amen. But for this particular point, it was only for Jesus. Y'all see that? Amen. So remember now when the Bible said, and he descended upon him as a dove. And he said, and this is, so what that was is the blessing, the anointing, what? Descending on him. Y'all picture that, right? So that's why, oh, thank you. That's why he was able to walk. And that's why the lady said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. That's because he had what? He had virtue all in him. She can't even get enough of the virtue. He is nothing but virtue. Y'all don't hear me. Wait a minute now. He is nothing but virtue. Wrapped up in a human body. Power. And I want to throw this at you right now. And we talk this all the time. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Who are we talking about? I'm talking about power himself. About taking up a little corner spot. I'm talking about a power himself consuming what? All of me. What? You right, baby. You understand? Do you see that? Okay, now what was that? Okay, what was that? I got a little there. I got on this one. I want you all to see the blessing, fullness of the blessing, because if you go back now to Romans 8, that's what I tell you, right? Watch this. Are y'all with me? Look at verse 14. Remember it said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Get your mind right. Stop thinking all that garbage. Look at this. See, if you start thinking like God, you don't have time to think about all that mess. You be too busy just what watching the blessing just what? Just multiply, fruitful. What? Anyway, watch this. Are y'all with me? Look at verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are y'all there? For ye have not received, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have what? Received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit, say the Spirit, itself heareth, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Say, I am. A child of God. Then, if you're a child, all right. Then you're heir. That's right. Heir of who? Heir of God. And you're who? You're a joint heir with Christ. If so be that you suffer with him, that we may also, what? Glorify together. With who? With Christ. See, we won't be talking around, how great is he that is in me as he that is in the world. You really believe that and you know that and you walk with that. You walk with that conviction as much as you walk around with the blood running through your veins. Amen. And you know you full of blood. Running all through your veins. Then you need to be more full of what? More power.
Power.
That's the blessing. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So I'm going to interrupt. God, all this stuff is so good. Make you want to holler, throw both hands. Let me go to another. Go to Matthew 18. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Yes, Matthew 18. Come on, you guys, in power. Say, I'm in power.
I'm
in power. Say, I got the fullness of the blessing.
I got the fullness of the blessing.
See, now, if you got the fullness of the blessing, you can see yourself just like Jesus walking.
Yes, yes.
And things change as you what? As you go. Because you are in the power of the blessing. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what kind of hair you have. I don't care how big, how small, how skinny you are. It doesn't make a difference. See, this is what you, when you walk in the power, and when you're full of the blessing. That's why Jesus said, are y'all with me? In Matthew 18, verse 18. You got authority. See, I have authority.
I have authority.
And control.
Because
okay? I am in the fullness of the blessing. See, he never changed his plan. Watch this now. You ready? Verse 18. Jesus said this, verily I say unto you, are y'all with me? Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall what? Loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Who is doing it? Now, only way you can do that is you got to have some power. You got to be blessed to do that. Isn't that right? So you walk into what? Fullness of the blessing. And you are able to what? Bind and loose. Whatever is done, bind on earth shall be what? Bind, having to take care of it. Whatever is loosed on earth shall be what? Loosed in heaven. It'll be what? Taken care of. Because you walk. Say, I walk.
I walk.
Say, I walk.
I walk.
You ain't saying a
lot.
I walk.
In the fullness
of the blessing. Say, I am.
A faithful steward.
A divine partner. With God. Through Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hallelujah! Woo!